Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Star Fellows, your favorite D&D podcast in a galaxy far, far away. I am your Dungeon Master, Rob, and with me, as always, are my friends, Hannah.
What up?
Amelia Somm.
Up what?
And Brennan.
I'm here.
Where we last left off, the gang started their infiltration of the Arrakeed estate. They made it out of the meat locker. They put some guards to sleep who had dreams of making it big on the stage in 500 Republica. Rama is crawling under currently a laser tripwire that sets off some sort of taser electric trap. And as he's crawling under that wire, he just saw Monkey apparate in front of him out of his invisibility drive, and a large pair of feline jagged jaws come out from the double doors leading into the home theater, yank Monkey, take him inside the theater out of sight, and the gang hears a crunch. And that's where we are. That is where we are. So,
question, was the crunch loud enough to where I could presume the other party members heard it as well?
It wasn't like from a scale of potato chips to hitting the side of a metal trash can really hard, it was like a 4.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing trash can's 10?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so it wasn't like a momentous bang, but it sounded like teeth hitting metal hard. Big chomp.
Well, I'm going to think that most likely the rest of the gang heard that, and I'm going to stifle myself from screaming Monkey and crawl faster and see if I can peep through the... I feel like most movie theater doors have those little round windows in like the top. You know, you can peep through them and like look through. I do have night vision.
Yeah, so we're going to just do some positioning real quick. So Rama, you're definitely at the vanguard right now. You just made it past that tripwire trap. L, you were putting people on hooks. Mm-hmm. So we're going to say that you are from Rama's position. If you're in the hallway now, the main hallway, you're 60 feet behind him.
Cool.
And Akala, you're 30 feet behind him. We're not in initiative yet, but I just kind of wanted to position us there. Again, so the door leading to the stairs to the next level is sealed with a code or key card that you don't have access to yet. The soldiers that you knocked out didn't seem to have the clearance to get up there. Monkey may be able to do something about it, but he's currently been oat or eaten or chomped or however else you want to say it. He got fucking nabbed.
Can you give me three more synonyms?
Give
me a conjugation for all those, please.
Crunched, toothified.
Did you say nommed?
Nommed would be my third.
Okay, signature. Cool.
No.
Oh yeah. Speaking of which, just give while you guys think about how to address this. I need to roll.
XD.
One.
I'm ready to butt this fucking bitch open if we need to.
Okay. Monkey only took what is that? Freaking. Yeah. I mean, he only takes 14 damage.
God, how much does he have? Not very many, right? That's half of my HP.
Well, you fucking better hustle then. right. So, Rama, you stand up on the other side of this laser trap. What do you guys want to do?
First things first, I want to see, do I have anything that emits smoke that's not a grenade?
I don't think so, but you are standing on carpet and there's like posters and like papers around, and there's a mini bar like ahead of you, basically opposite of where the movie theater entrance is. It's like a concessions bar in this kind of circular room across from directly the movie theater. Also, like, you, I'm just going to tell you right this right now. Like, when you look straight ahead into this rounded room, the narrow hallway does continue on the other side of this circle. And you notice that there is a very distinct black slab wall on the other side of this hallway that you recognize as the wall that was being broken into in the video. So that is on the other side of this like circular room down the hallway. But there is like flammable stuff around. You could improvise something with the materials you have.
Got it. I probably won't. I was just saying if there's a way to passively alert my friends of the laser without taking the time to yell about it. But since there's no easy way to do that,
I want to say that Akula probably heard it or heard something happen and turns her attention to you.
Can I like lean my head over and be like, hey guys, if you heard that and you're coming this way, there's a laser that's waist high. Do not break that laser. Thanks. Rama out. I'm gonna run over.
Okay, make me a stealth check with just a flat stealth check.
You had my attention. You could have signaled visually.
That's Rama.
That is a 13.
13 fails. Fuck. You say that, you've alerted your friends to that. You hear from the inside the movie theater, you hear fabric ripping as if being sliced through cleanly by a very sharp knife, like a whoosh sound. You hear some metal unsheathe. You hear this beast cry out. This huge like wildcat screeching roar. And you hear, you can't see, but you can hear the body of Monkey being flung back through the doors and landing on the other side of the bar. And then you hear the footsteps of this feline beast come towards you. And you hear it kind of growling.
All right. So I'm going to think that Rama said that loudly enough to tell both L and Akula to not break the laser when they come in. I'm going to turn around, my guns both at the on the not stun button.
On the gun button.
Yeah, on the gun. Gun is stun.
We set this gun to gun. Just like they do in Texas.
Rob is canonically from the planet equivalent of Texas. That's not true. He's from Concord Dawn. Anyway, I'm going to grab... I'm going to rush over the monkey and see what shape he's in, see if I can pick him up.
Okay. Great. So this thing is walking like towards where Monkey landed. So you can take your movement... to run and hop over the bar and check on Monkey.
Is that within 30 feet so I don't have to take a dash action?
It is within 30 feet. You are able to jump over the bar. This creature sees you. And I need you and everybody to roll me initiative.
Oh, boy. You know, what sucks about fighting monsters instead of people... is my whole thing is I can disarm people easily because of my signature attack and my maneuver. But if they're not carrying weapons, I just have to do a bunch of damage, which is a lot harder.
I got a nat 20, so 23.
Okay, well, Akula is going to be starting. Said 23, Rama's 22.
That's a 7 for me because my dice hate me.
Okay, and then Akula, did you crit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you were closer, I would have given you... Well...
I think you should. I hear Monkey fly across the room. I'm going to spring into action. Fuck.
Well, she means she got that 20. Give her 2 actions. She can do 2 dashes, 120 feet.
Or just give her more movement is what I... Well, you're the DM. Do what you want to do.
I mean, a surprise round would basically be what Brennan just described, which is you are getting... I don't hate that. Yeah, I think Akala, I'm going to start you just with like a surprise round for critting.
Fuck yeah. I have a question.
Sure.
Does this mean that if we roll not ones for initiatives, there are bad consequences? Because I think that'd be fun.
No.
Don't jinx it. I think it's context dependent because like I wouldn't always reward a surprise round necessarily for a crit on initiative. But like since this beast is going to be going for Rama and she's literally on the flank of the beast.
That's fair.
I'm going to say that it makes sense for you to be able to like rush past this. Great. And then anybody that wants to make a lore check to see what this thing is, go ahead and make that for me now. Except for Rama, since you're behind the counter and not looking at it currently.
Oh, Lord.
And also, I didn't learn shit, so I wouldn't
pass
it anyway.
That's where I get. That's where I get my natural 20. Okay,
I got
a 21 on my lore check. God damn. I was really paying attention in creepy evil animal class.
Yes, but like, man, like, so you hear this thing roar, you saw just the tiniest like flash of this incredibly jagged like W-shaped mouth with these protruding like anglerfish like teeth. You get the faintest glimpse of a second eye on the side of its head, and just like by that biology alone, you know that this is a Nexu. Nexu are predatory feline big cats native to the planet of Kolgana. There are a couple different breeds, but the one that you saw is a all black Nexu, which is a rarer breed. That is
fucking rich people.
Yes, it is like a much harder to catch, like stealthier, like all black Nexu. So the Nexu have an additional set of eyes, and they're able to view in the infrared wavelength. And they are obviously hunters, and they hunt bark rats and like tree climbing octopi on their native homeworld. They typically are about 4.5 to 5 meters long and about 1 meter tall. They have really sharp claws that can slice a human in half, and they have 3 clawed toes, kind of like bird's claws, like, almost like griffin feet. They have long forked tails that are prehensile and allow them to swing from trees. They're incredibly sharp killing machines. They are also on a nat 20, you know that these things don't have great stamina. They typically like to fight quick and just like kill fast. They're not really like long distance runners or anything like that. And they mostly hunt by lunging and biting. And that's the lore dump on this all black Nexu. Nat 20, baby. I'm so glad I got to explain this creature in full. That's all I really wanted anyway. It's just a chance to read.
We don't even need to fight it. We can just say the fight's over and we won.
Yes. I'm opening a Star Wars 5e zoo where all we do is just talk about creatures that we like. So that's what you see there. So starting the initiative, Akala, you are going to start with a surprise round, which means that you get an action and a free movement before your actual round. After Akala, it'll be Rama, then the Nexu, then L.
So I don't get a bonus action right now, or do I?
You do also get a bonus action.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to use bonus action. Well, first of all, I'm going to take out my shield and activate it because monkey's in trouble and there's a big fucking thing down the hallway.
Soul bursts into light and casts an ominous orange glow throughout the hallway and lights up this entire room and reflects against the red carpet and the red tapestries to create this stunning glow.
Amazing. For my bonus action, I'm going to use Force Imbuement, which basically just gives me a tiny extra boost to hits right now. And then I'm going to run down the hallway, use my movement, and then do my first of 4 attacks that will eventually happen.
Okay, before you can close into the Nexu, so you need to use, I had to write down something real quick, so I just want to make sure. So the Nexu from you is 30 feet away, so you get there with just a normal movement. Uh-huh. You need to past the trap that Rama identified. So you need to, before you can cross that threshold into this circular room, you need to make me, since you're running, I'm going to say an athletics check is what you need to roll.
Okay, can I do advantage since I have warning on it?
You know where it is, but this is just to roll so to avoid it. So no, okay. Just straight up is fine. Sorry, I'm chewing my cord.
Yeah, okay, well, I got a 19 either way. So
19 passes.
Yeah.
For sure it passes. So you leap over this laser trap, and you are this black Nexu has crawled and is like approaching the counter where Rama and M-Zero are hiding behind, and you have a clear line of sight on its flank. So now what are you going to do now that you're looking at the Nexu?
I'm going to hit it with Soul. Let's fucking
big
go.
Hits.
Big hits.
Yes.
That is, fuck yeah, 23.
23 will absolutely hit.
Okay, so damage. Where is my D8? What did I do with it? What the fuck?
How do you get 4 attacks?
Well, extra attack for... I have an attack right now, and then I have an extra attack for leveling up, and then I'm going to go again, right? Because this is a surprise round.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I'll have 4 attacks in total.
Damn.
I don't know where the fuck... Oh, there it is. Okay. That's 4 damage, so not a ton, but 4.
4 damage, okay.
And then I'm going to attack again. That is a 16 to hit.
16 will hit.
Hell yeah. And that's 6 more damage.
Okay. Great. Yes, so you run down the hallway. You leap over the laser beam. You activate Soul. It illuminates the entire hallway. You slash twice with the edge of your shield, cutting burn marks into the spiny back and shoulders of this Nexu, and are making 2 shallow cuts. It roars and screeches, and it turns to you and opens its huge gaping mouth. So was that your full 2 turns that you just did there, or do you still?
That was my surprise round.
Okay.
So now I have my normal round, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to attack 2 more times with my regular attack and my extra attack.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's a nat 20.
nat 20 crits.
Yeah.
Nat 20 crits.
Fuck with monkey.
Yeah, don't fuck with monkey. So that does double, did we decide double damage or double dice?
So you can choose either to double the damage that you get after rolling, or you can double the dice that you roll, but you have to choose before you roll.
I'm going
to
double the damage.
Okay.
And that was a good choice, because that's 9 for a total of 18.
18, okay.
And now one more hit for my extra attack. That is a 17. Does that hit?
17 does hit.
Fuck yeah. That's 7 damage.
Okay. Wow. Akala bursted this thing down incredibly fast. You... attack 2 more times as it looks at you and strike several teeth from its maw as you hit it in the face with Soul. Its 4 eyes squint and recoil back from you. And you do some really solid damage. Rama, you currently have a partial cover behind this bar, and it is now your turn. You're there with M-Zero. M-Zero has taken considerable damage. You can see that. He has like teeth puncture marks and slight crunching around his left shoulder and arm. You can see that he's still operational, but his stealth drive is like kind of flicking on and off.
Well, that's beyond Rama's ability to repair. So I'm just going to start firing. when we discussed the way my Akimbo plus my extra attack works. So in that case, I'm going to choose 3.
Okay.
So first 2 without... that first one is a 14. Is a hit?
14 does hit.
Okay. Second one is a +4, 23.
They both hit.
All right. So for the extra attack, we hit twice with dual wielding the old Akimbo. That's a 6 on the first D6 and a 2 on the second. That's 8 +4 for both. That's 16 damage.
Wow, that's a lot of damage. Okay, this thing takes 16 damage.
We're fucking this guy up.
Round one is Rooster Cogburn. Round two, I guess I just aim my singular pistol and shoot it. Ironically, I rolled pretty low on the die, so even with the proficiency, that's an 11.
11 does not hit.
So for some reason, I put both guns out, cap them in the face twice, then like aim with one eye shut and miss for whatever reason. And that's the end of my turn. Unless I'm going to go out on a limb and see I can't disarm it because its weapon is its face.
No, you cannot disarm.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, continue.
Okay. The Nexu is up. Okay, so what this thing is going to do is it's going to turn to Akala, and it's just going to try to hit you with two claw attacks to repay the damage you've given to it. So I'm going to roll two dice here. Okay, so does a 27 hit?
Yes.
What the fuck? Okay, and then I take it a 10 does not hit.
No.
Okay, so it's only going to hit you once here.
Was that not a crit?
No, it rolled a 19 for that.
So it has a plus 8 to hit? Damn.
It does. It does indeed. Okay. And then it is going to do 16 damage to you.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah, 16 damage to you.
Yikes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep, all right, and then that's going to be its turn. So then it's going to be L. You are 60 feet away. What would you like to do?
Hi. I'd like to, I'm just going to use my action and my movement to get 60 feet closer, get an eye on what's going on. How damaged does this thing look?
It looks pretty roughed up, but this thing is really tough. I mean, if you had to guess, you'd say that so those first two attacks were like a lot of damage all at once. It definitely rocked this thing, but it doesn't seem like it's about to die.
Okay, and then as my bonus action, I will cast Force Focus on myself, which just allows me to add more damage to my next hits.
Great. And while you're moving, go ahead and make me an athletics check to avoid the laser trap.
Oh, sure. I'll just go ahead and fail that right now. Yeah. That's 5.
5, you definitely fail it. Oh, I have this written down.
The dice are just not with me today. Like, I've used these dice for other games, and they've been fine.
You're going to take 5 damage from that. As you cross that laser beam, so you jump, but you don't bring your leg high enough, and you hit the beam, and the entire doorway lights up in a taser array for a second. As you break that beam, it shocks you and you fall forward onto the other side of the laser. Yeah, take 5 electric damage. Cool. So that is your turn. So now it's going to go to Akala again.
I'm just gonna do 2 more hits with Soul. Fuck this thing up. This is my first fight with Soul fully out, so you know, let's just go for it. That's a 17.
17 will hit.
Okay. That's 5 damage. And then hit 2 is a 25.
Yeah, that hits.
And that's 7 damage.
Okay.
We're fucking it up out here.
Yeah, you are. So, yeah, you basically, like, you and the Nexu, like, just tagged each other back and forth. It got you with a claw attack, and then you were able to recover after getting slashed with its very sharp claws, and you're able to rebuff it with your shield and kind of parry it back, dealing that damage and hitting it once more for the second hit. Rama, it is now going to be your turn.
Same thing as last turn. I'm going to, I love the Western aesthetic. I was going to, you know, get up over the bar and keep firing guns akimbo over the bar. This town ain't big enough in the middle of the West, motherfucker. All right, so first one's a 16.
16 hits.
Second blast is an 11.
11 does not hit.
Fucking proficiency, man, I'll tell you. That's 6 damage on the first shot.
Okay.
All right. Second shot is a 13.
13 does not hit.
Dang, all right. So my third shot, once again, misses. And that is, can I, as a free action, just glance at Monkey to see if he's, I don't know, I guess he wouldn't be bleeding out, but if his condition is worsening?
You can, go ahead and just roll me, a technology check.
Let's see here. What's my minus one. 17. It would have been great to get that 18 on the die during combat, but whatever.
17. So I'm going to say that you realize that, like, in getting crunched, like, his body is pretty durable. Like, he was meant to kind of, like, last, although he probably would not survive more than one or two bite attacks from this thing, but he's not near death. You do notice that one of the things that is seemingly, like, messing him up is that his right arm is, like, out of joint almost, and that you can see, like, a wire connection through his joints that, like, came loose. So if you want to use your object interaction, you could very quickly remedy that with a 17 tech check.
All right, 17 tech check. Wait. With, you mean again, or is my 17 tech check transfer over?
No. I'm saying that you were able to do this if you burn your object interaction.
Yeah, I'm going to burn my object interaction and pop that back in the socket.
Okay, so you hop over you hop over the bar, you go, you hit once, the thing roars back at you, very hurt, does not like lasers, and you glance down again, you crouch down, you quickly just kind of like shove the arm back into the socket, and then connect that one wire connection. His stealth mode activates again, and you hear him move and take his movement somewhere that you can't see, but is presumably nearby. Next, it's going to be the Nexu. Okay, so what this thing is going to do is it's going to move 20 feet straight towards the bar where you're behind Rama. I'm going to have this thing make me an athletics saving throw as well. See if it's able to jump over the bar. Wow. It crit failed that, so it is not going to be able to do this. So instead of doing the legendary action it was going to be able to do, instead it is going to burn its movement entirely to get behind the bar where you are, Rama, and still make a bite attack against you. Does a 19 hit?
Yes. Barely. Okay.
It is going to, so on a nat one, what it was trying to do is like pounce over the bar and bite you all in the same motion, which would have had some nastier effects. Instead, it kind of does that thing where cats do where they like false start their jump and just like don't go anywhere. It slid a little bit, took the rest of its, 50 movement speed and got around the side of the bar and is now just going to try to bite your leg. It is going to roll damage. That's going to be 15 damage.
No! What part of me does it bite? Just wondering.
Your leg.
Got it.
So it's going to run to you. Bite your leg. With this big gaping jaws, its forked tail is flicking back and forth, knocking drinks and bottles off the bar.
A little help here. It's got my fucking leg.
Yes. It doesn't grapple you. It just bites and then recoils. So you don't have the like grappled condition on you. Next, it is L's turn.
All right. I'm going to just mosey on up toward this thing, if I may.
Right, so it is behind the bar now. So yeah, I'm going to say it'll take your full movement to get to where you're trying to go.
Yeah, easy enough. What is my full movement?
Should be 30.
Okay, it is 30, yeah. And I'm going to hold out my hand kind of like lower diagonal and turn on both sides of my lightsaber and do one of those cool little lightsaber spinny things. And I am just going to... I'm gonna start swinging
Awesome. Yeah, so this thing, so you're kind of like coming at it from its ass end and like looking at the tail like forked and like flickering over. This thing just bit Rama. So you're going to take some attacks on its like haunches and midsection. Yeah, roll. Roll what you got to roll.
Okay, first attack. God damn. That's not going to hit. That's a 9. I wish I could roll for shit. I wish I could roll.
Nine doesn't hit. You like swing at its tail and it flicks out of the way and it misses.
God, yes. Okay, that's a 24 to hit.
24 does hit.
Okay, I am going to burn 2 force points to make this a force empowered strike.
Okay.
And add 2d8. And then 2d8. Yeah, that's 2d8 plus the original d8 for hitting it plus the d4 for force focus. Let's see how I'm doing on my luck with damage. Oh my god. Okay, so that is 18 points of energy damage and 4 points of force damage.
How's 18, it looking? So 18 plus 4?
I'm sorry. 20 points of energy damage, 4 points of force damage.
Okay. L, you kill this thing. Finish it off.
Yeah, so I think L, it's been a long time since L's tried to do like lethal damage with a lightsaber, and the whole thing about the Guardian class is that it is specifically the force sensitive class that is most in tune with channeling the force through their expert use of the saber. And I think L just walks up and sees what's happening, and I just do like a twirl. It's one of those cool things where I like slash up and nothing happens, and then it just slices in half. And then I turn off my lightsaber, twirl it, put it back in my little lightsaber holster.
Yeah, so this thing was nipping and growling at Rama. You run up behind it, turn your lightsaber on, miss once for the homies in the back, and then in a blur of motion, cut through this thing very precisely and cleanly, splitting its torso in half. And as its dying gasp, it comes and expels from its throat. You can see its guts and organs fall to the ground in two halves that are split, fall in opposite directions. And you've defeated the Nexu.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Gross.
All right, gang. You just had a lightsaber battle that lasted somewhere around 30 seconds to a minute. I'm going to need everybody to roll me a group stealth check.
This is what I was afraid of.
Hacking up them waiting in entrails. That's so fucking nasty.
5.
Dirty 20.
Okay. 15.
Okay. So you guys averaged out of 13. Yeah, you are not sure. You can't hear anything, but you guys feel pretty confident that you just made a lot of noise and that this thing made a lot of noise. Yes, so nothing quite happens yet. Monkey becomes uninvisible, not because his stealth drive turns off, but because at that last hit, L drenched him in this blood. So you see a bloody outline of a monkey kind of appear next to you guys. And yeah, so like while you guys have this moment, so just to kind of reorient ourselves here, there's the door that you guys recognize from the video, the matte black door that's further down the hallway. Monkey, you have M0 and you can look around for a key card to try to get through the door up to the second story. And there's other things too. There's other rooms too that you didn't explore, other storage rooms.
All right, gang. First off, does anybody have any medical equipment? I was, I thank God my damn leg.
Does Rama not have the stim packs from Davey, or did you use both of them?
Didn't I use both of them? Do I have one left? Let me check.
You're supposed to keep track of when you use them.
I got one left.
I think you used one of them, because there was 6 of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. We just got 2.
Does anybody have any, like...
Yes, yes, I've got you. And I put my hand on Rama's shoulder, and I'm going to cast Heal.
Thanks. Is that a cantrip, or is that like a spell?
It's a level 1 spell. So it only takes one of my force points, which is fine.
Level 1 spells take 2 force points.
Oh, they take 2? Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. I just hit cast and let it take whatever. Yeah, because my level 2 took 3, so yeah, you're probably right. Okay, cool. That is 9 points for Rama.
Thanks. Sorry.
You're welcome.
Good stuff. Okay, so you guys need to find a way to progress, and it's a little bit time sensitive, so what do you guys want to do?
Actually, real quick, can I use one of my stim packs on myself as well?
Yeah.
Because I got hit harder than Rama did, just saying. So that is 7 points back to me.
Excellent.
I'm going to look at, are there rooms in this round area besides the movie theater?
There were some rooms before it that you could have looked through, but besides the movie theater and the minibar area, there is just the small bit of hallway that leads to that matte black flat door. And then the other way you came towards the other locked door.
Got it. Can I look behind the bar to see if there's a key card there? Probably not, but...
No, yeah, you can look by, you don't need to roll anything. You look behind the bar. I mean, there's a big ass cat corpse back here, but, you also noticed that there's like a bag of cat food and a water and food bowl, both of which were branded, with the name, Petty Mouse, all one word, Petty Mouse, presumably the name of the Black Nexu. But you don't notice any other key card,
Akla, what are the chances of... Digo said this thing had some R2-D2-like capabilities. Do you think this thing could take some time to hack the door open stealthily?
Maybe. M0, what do you think?
He holds up a hand and, like, one of his fingers pops off.
Yeah.
Or, like, on a hinge, and you see a male data probe... like almost like an aux cord thing that you would recognize on an R2-D2 unit.
Akla, I want to see if there's anything in that movie theater I should check out. Maybe there was a victim that was left alive or something. You want to help? I don't know how to use technology.
Sure, yeah. Let's take a look. I'll pull my shield back out. I'm not going to turn it on, but I'll have it out.
Yeah, so you look into the movie theater, and this is like a... smallish like home theater. There's about like 10 rows of red cushion seats with a traditional like silver theater screen in the back, and a projector like up at the front of the room, like on the other side of the door, that like plays all types of movies. You can see that there are like huge big rubber balls that you would see at like a zoo that like hippos would play with that have like cat scratches on them. You see that there are claw marks tearing through the curtains on the other, like on sides of the movie theater, and that a bunch of the chairs have been ripped up to make like an impromptu like nesting area. Yeah, you get the impression that the Nexu was like sleeping in this area and like treating this area as its home. It smells like urine in here as well. And then if you guys want to find out anything more detailed, you can roll me just investigation checks. No promises on what you'll find.
12. I love rolling 12. Dice. Would love to roll above a 10 someday.
I got 15.
That's also 15.
15. So you guys don't really find much. You find some, like, I'm going to say that you find, like, some spare scraps of paper that seem like they're part of a purchase order that had been like torn up and like kind of lost in the rubble of this room. The pieces that you guys find and are able to put together are for like basically a bill that you can deduce is like for the Nexu. And you can see that Veltz Akri had paid 800,000 credits to buy this animal and have it shipped here.
Fucking rich people.
Yeah. But that's kind of all that's to this theater. This is strange, right? Like, why is this Nexu here? Like, what's the purpose of this, I guess? If you guys want to try to, like, roll to try to find out more information, pitch me a roll.
Insight. Well, insight? Actually, can I don't know. Can I roll investigation again, trying to put together the clues?
I'm going to say rolling investigation in the theater again isn't going to help, but if you roll investigation on something in particular that's around, or...
What if I come out, if I exit the theater, what is around there, if you remind me? Apologize.
There's the bar where the Nexu's body is behind. Mm-hmm. There's the trap that you had to get over to get to this area. And then there is a small hallway that continues the straight line from the hallway you're coming from that leads to the all matte black door that you saw in the video from the IG-88 droids.
I'm going to go down that hallway.
Okay.
And continue looking for clueses.
Right. Yes. So you can see that, like, around the all matte black door, there are signs of, like, tools being worked against the floor. You see, like, burn marks around the, like, framing of the door. Again, this is an all black, like, obsidian textured door. Mm-hmm. And you notice that it's completely flat except for a small metal fastening. Where you would assume a keyhole would be, but instead of a traditional keyhole, it is an indentation the shape of a gemstone. Like a cut gemstone.
And there's nothing else in that hallway? Or are there other doors?
In this area, no. You have to go past the laser trap again to see more rooms in this hallway.
I will go past the laser trap and take extreme precaution to avoid it this time instead of just running into battle.
Okay, yeah, so you can roll athletics with advantage.
It's not gonna help. Jesus Christ.
What'd you get, L?
I got an 11.
I'm gonna say that M0 is gonna give you the help action by trying to disable this thing. Go ahead and roll it again.
At advantage or just straight?
Just roll another d20.
11 is still higher.
Okay. I do have a stat block for M0. Hold on. I mean, Monkey just rolled like a crit tech check. So what I'm going to say is that he's able to disable this before you take damage. But because he had to rush it because you were about to trip over your ass again, he's going to take some damage. Yeah, he's going to take 3 more damage. It's electricity damage. So he takes 6 more damage. Okay, so you almost trip over this laser trap. Monkey disarms it, but takes damage in the process. You hear a zzz, and a monkey goes, as he gets zapped. The trap is disabled, and you guys are able to progress back through this hallway freely.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a good Wednesday. We have just released season 4, episode 33. And I wanted to say thank you for waiting so very patiently for this episode. And I wanted to come on here to say that we have officially wrapped season 4. Kind of crazy. And what that means is the very next episode is going to be the last episode of Guildfellows ever. Kind of crazy, insane. It'll be the last, like, regular, like, story episode. We're going to have a season 4 wrap episode, as we always do. And then we're going to have a podcast, postmortem, wrap up, whatever. So, as you're hearing this, if you're in our Discord channel, our question channel will be open for both season 4 questions and podcast overall questions. I think we're probably going to like go season by season and just kind of reflect and see how far we've come and all this stuff. But take this as the opportunity to kind of, you know, talk to all of us as a unit for the last time, possibly. So, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Which also means this is gonna be my last announcement, update, whatever thing ever, probably. So, yeah. I don't know. That's really all I kind of have to say. I'm a little behind on our social media pages, so I apologize for that. But we'll get there. We'll catch up. And yeah, next week's gonna be the very last story episode, season four finale. And then I'm not 100% sure when the wrap-up episodes are gonna happen. They may not happen for a while, simply because a lot of us are busy, and we're just kind of working around our schedule. So they might not happen for a few weeks. We're gonna try to squeeze them in eventually. We're gonna try to squeeze them in quick, but if they don't happen for a minute, then they won't happen for a minute. But they'll definitely at least come out this summer. I will make sure that happens. They'll come out as soon as I can wrangle everyone together. So, yeah, that's it, I think. That's all I really want to say. I don't really need to go into the regular spiel that I do because, I don't know, it's almost over. Yeah, thank you to Arcane Anthems for the theme song, as always. And thank you to everyone who has listened thus far. And we'll get into it more once those wrap-ups come out. But yeah, that's what I've got. Thank you for listening. That's all I've got for you guys today. We love you all so much. Keep your heads up. Stay safe. We love you. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
I know I'm asking you guys to make a lot of checks. Akala, why don't you go ahead and just roll like an investigation check?
What am I investigating? Am I allowed to know?
Yeah, basically I'm just asking you to investigate like this whole encounter with the trap.
I got another nat 20, so that's 23.
You two really could not be having more opposite days in terms of dice. Okay.
Fine. I'm never not using this D20 again.
I've used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've been switching between 6 different D20s this entire time.
Just get a good one. Just get a good one.
They're usually good. This is just not Elle's day. I just need to save my rolls for murdering people, I guess.
So you like watch this whole thing with Elle and M0 go down. Like you watch Elle go investigate the door. You guys kind of relay the information like this needs a gemstone. You recognize it from the video. You realize the Nexu was placed here kind of for a reason, bought recently. And you realize that this laser trap is at such a height where like if the Nexu didn't know how lasers worked, it would always get shocked if it tried to leave this barrier. Which means that it was kind of caged in here in this area with the black door. And you put together that the Nexu was acting as a guardian of this part of the house.
I see. I think that that Nexu might have been guarding something.
Something that we'd be interested in, or should we just ignore it and move?
Well, something that probably did make an appearance in the video that we watched.
I assume this door is locked.
Yes, like it's like basically completely flat. There's no handle to it. So it looks like, and you remember from the video that they had to do some really complicated stuff to try to break into there. Like you remember seeing the Trandoshan like working really hard to get through the door. And it's entirely possible that the mechanism to open the door has changed since that break-in. So yeah, it doesn't look like you're presently able to open it, right. But if you had the right key, you could.
We might need to come back when we can find the key.
Understood.
Upward then?
Look, guess so.
All right, going back to the stairs.
Right. So you guide M0 over to the door, with the stairs. But he, keeps going for a moment and gestures one finger out to you. You see him run down the hallway towards where you guys were first, like it, like entered into the fridge, the freezer. He goes over towards where that room is, goes past the door that leads to the freezer, and disappears into another door. That's down in the other hallway. It's this second door on the left down the hallway that you just came from. You can follow him if you wish. But you hear a bunch of mechanical sounds, some zapping, and you hear Monkey like a moat go And you see the lights around you all flicker for a second, go, and then after a beat, and like an emergency generator just turned on. And then you see Monkey come out that door again. He's got some wires strung around him that are faintly kind of like shocking out. He throws them aside and looks at the door, and he needs to make a technology check. So I'm going to do that for him real quick.
Go, Monkey, go. Follow your heart. You got this.
Yeah, I realized that you guys were very, like, not dumb or anything, but just stupid and, like, not good with technology. So there has to be somebody from the party that can do technology stuff. Right. Okay, so I'm just going to have him make a hacking check, which is just an intelligence-based saving throw. Great. He does not succeed right away. So he inserts his probe and is like struggling a little bit. And momentarily, you can hear an alarm go as he messes with it a little bit more and tries again. And that time does succeed on the check and unlocks the door and is able to disarm the alarm that went off briefly. But now the base is on high alert. The door opens up and you see like a normal carpeted staircase with a wooden rail that leads. It's about like 100 feet in a diagonal. So it's a pretty like big staircase. And there is a like a door that seems like just a normal wooden door at the top. So you guys are able to access the second floor of the stairs. You presume that what Monkey was doing in the second floor or in the basement just now was tearing up the security system and the power systems to give you guys a little bit more leeway. He biffed the hack on the door, which means that the alarm went off briefly, which means that things are kind of on high alert. You guys come up to the second floor. So you're basically in like a narrow, like one by like only one person width like staircase right now. Mm-hmm. What's the order of people from like ascending to descending order?
If we are trying, are we trying to be sneaky? Asking the group.
Probably. In case then there are things up there.
Then I should probably be in the back. If we, unless you want a meat shield in the front, then I will go in front.
Well, I've got a literal shield in the front, so I'm fine with being in the front.
I have to say, okay. So Akla and I have equal stealth because of my armor, and also she's got a shield. So I'll go second.
Okay. I'll be in the back.
Yeah. Akla, Rama, L. Shield out, but not on.
Huge brain.
Okay, shield out but not on. So you guys are ascending up the stairs, and I take it you want to open the door.
I can't see through it, right?
No, you can't see what's on the other side, and you don't hear anything from the other side. I mean, you hear, like, as you ascend the stairs, you hear, like, faintly throughout the house kind of a buzzing. Like, it sounds like there's a lot of activity going on this floor, but is it something there's anything directly on the other side of this door?
Okay, I will test just the handle. Just turn the handle at first and very slowly crack it open if it opens.
Okay, yeah, so it opens freely. You open it up. As you do so, you open the door into a small reading room that's only about like 20 by 20 square room. Nice, comfortable, like white carpeted floor. There's a desk and like a reading chair and a lazy boy chair in here. There's a ton of bookshelves and books. There's a small reading table. And there is just one wooden door that leads out to a hallway to the rest of the house. But this seems like a small, like sub, like ante room, like to the basement stairs that's somewhat out of the way of the main house or the main, like, living areas of the house. But this is like a small reading room. You do see some like papers kind of strewn about this place, like somebody was reading and then like kind of took off in a hurry.
Okay, so I'm going to open the door wider, seeing that no one is here, and take a step or two in quietly.
Okay, so you're trying to be quiet as you open the full door. You're alone in this room, but that doesn't mean you're alone in like grander sense of the house. So go ahead and roll me just a normal stealth check. And you're going to have to roll that. Sorry, you're going to have to roll that with disadvantage.
Fuck. Okay. Okay, 12.
As you step lightly into this room, the wooden door that is to the right, on the right wall that leads the rest of the house out of this, bursts open, and a tall droid with a red cloak around its shoulders, with a double-sided electrified staff, kicks open the door and is going to make an attack against you.
Oh my god.
We're going to keep the same initiative rolls as was previous. This guy is going to just take a bonus action against you real quick.
Fuck.
Or a surprise attack against you. Roll real bad.
Thank god.
Okay, so he's going to try to hit you with his electro staff. Does a 10 hit?
No.
All right. So that misses, but Ding. He has multi-attack, so he's going to try to hit you again with the staff. Ooh, that will most certainly hit. That is going to be a 21.
Yep.
Okay. And that will be...
I'm glad I healed right before this. Fuck.
And that'll be 10 damage.
Yikes. Yikes, folks.
Hits you with this vibra staff, kicks open the door, wooden splinters fly everywhere, and he makes a melee attack against you. So after that surprise round, Akala, that's going to be your turn.
Okay. fuck. So he is like right in front of me right now?
Yes, he just attacked you.
Okay, I'm going to move out of the way, out of the doorway, so my two compatriots can come in. Just, you know, using a few feet of movement. Going to use Force Imbuement once again as my bonus action, and then turn on my shield and make some hits.
Great, yeah. So you want to make an attack on this droid. Yeah. You see behind it is another droid as well,
fuck,
of the same type. You can see that these are very similar to the IG-88 droids, but different. They're slightly taller, slightly thicker, and they carry these staves, as well as you can see a pistol on their sides with a dark red crimson cloak around their droid heads and shoulders. Yeah, so...
Roll a hit?
Akala. Yeah, roll a hit.
All right. That is a 15.
Does not hit.
Fuck. Okay. Second attack. Fuck. That's a 9.
Does not hit.
Or an 8. Fuck.
Yeah, you whiff both times. The droid is able to evade you. Yes. So then it is going to be Rama's turn.
So I'm going to shoot 3 times again.
Word.
So first time, I'm going to use my signature. That's it. Signature maneuver and try and disarm.
Okay, so just so we make sure we get this right, it should be you. Do you remember the formula to?
Yes.
Calculate that. Okay.
It's 15. It's 8 plus my dex or strength, whichever is higher, plus my proficiency.
Okay.
Which in this case is 7 plus 8, which is 15. Which I'm pretty sure of, but I majored in English in college. Okay.
Am I making a strength saving throw?
Yes.
Okay.
That is a dirty 20 to hit.
Dirty 20 hits, and he fails the saving throw.
Okay, let me read this out loud for the fans. When you hit a creature with a weapon attack, you can expend one superiority die, except I have signature maneuver, so I don't have to attempt to disarm the target, forcing it to drop one item of your choice that's holding. You add the superiority die to the attack's damage roll, and target must make a strength saving throw. There you go. On a failed save, it drops the object. It lands at its feet. So the weapon it's holding drops to its feet.
Okay.
And then I add an extra d6 to the damage.
Great.
The first one is where I forgot to mention is with the Akimbo Mastery. If I roll a 6 on d6, it has an extra bonus on it, but that only applies to the first one. So not the second one.
Okay.
So that's 4. Plus 4, it's 8, plus 4 for my akimbo, plus my dex. That's 12 damage on the first shot.
Okay, so that's pretty good. Yeah, you shoot him square in the chest. you see a small bullet hole appear on its metal armor and singeing his cloak a little bit. Go ahead, and it drops its staff. Its electro staff drops to the ground. You see it move towards its pistol, and you still have two more attacks, right?
Yes, although I can only do the disarming attack thing once per turn, so I can't shoot the pistol out this turn, unfortunately. However, yeah. I thought I was going to miss because of the lack of proficiency, but I rolled a 23 because I got a 19 on the die, so 23 should hit.
Yes, that will hit for sure.
And that's just going to be a naked damage roll. Nothing special. That's a one at that. So that's 5 damage electric.
you should be adding your, you just don't add your proficiency, but your damage should calculate the same when you roll.
Yeah, it does. I rolled a one on that die.
Okay.
Plus four, it's a 5.
All right. So 5 more damage. There you go. I was gonna say, you shouldn't ever be doing just 1 damage. Okay.
And then my last shot to finally get my proficiency back. That's another 19. Holy moly.
Oh, that hits. Damn. All right.
7 plus 19 is 26. Again, I have the option for the extra bonus if I roll a 6 on the damage, which I did. Okay. So that is 6 damage plus 4. That's 10 energy damage.
Wow. Oh, fucking K.
And then because I rolled a maximum hit, when you roll the maximum on a weapon damage against a creature, that creature suffers a -1 penalty on its first attack roll it makes before the start of your next turn. So next time it tries to attack, it's got a -1 to hit.
Oh, fucking K. Okay. That's clutch as hell. That was a really good turn. So Akala got bodied at the top of the stairs, and this thing bursts in. Rama comes rushing up the stairs, shoots it 3 times in his chest. Pew, 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 pew. Drops the staff when he does that, trying to block. And this thing is slightly unsure of how to proceed next. After Rama, L comes up the stairs. L, it is your turn.
Okay, how damaged does this thing look?
The first droid looks like, I mean, Rama shot it 3 times square at the chest. It's not looking great. It's moving a little rough, but it's unclear.
Okay, I don't want to waste a spell slot on, or some spell force points on this.
I will say that it is clear that these things are like a cut above the IG-88 droids that you fought. So like,
yeah.
In terms of expectations. Also, while you're taking time to decide what you want to do, I will say that you guys can now clearly see that these droids look slightly misshapen. Like their limbs have been artificially elongated. And around the joints, you see that they're, instead of having normal mechanical connections, it looks like there's like flesh overgrown certain parts of the plate around these armored droids. Also, there's some blood trickling from the blaster shots in Rama's chest.
That just ain't right.
Horrible.
Horrid. How far away am I from this?
I'm going to say that you are you're currently 20 feet away.
Okay, in that case, I will expend 1 use of Channel the Force to do my falling avalanche thingy, which means that I will reduce my speed by half to gain advantage on the next ability check or attack roll I make using strength before the end of my next turn. And then I will move, and then I will also cast Phase Strike as a bonus action, which increases my speed by 30 feet until the end of the turn, and also, yeah. So, and gives me advantage on my next weapon attack during that turn and adds some more damage. So for the first weapon attack, I am going to roll with advantage. That is a 17.
17 will hit.
Okay, so that is. And then I will burn 2 force points to pump some smite damage. That's 2 plus 7 is 9 plus 2 is 11 energy damage on that first hit.
Okay.
And then for the second hit, which is also at advantage because of phase strike, that's going to, that's only 11. That probably doesn't hit.
11 doesn't hit. Yeah. So you are able to use your lightsaber for the, you know, I mean, like this is like L's lightsaber coming out. Have you even told us what color your lightsaber is?
It's like a whitish gray.
Yeah. Yeah. So like this, like, yeah, very like somehow like gray emanating like warm light comes from this staff as you chop into this thing. It's a good thing it doesn't have its own staff, or else it would have been a bit harder to land a melee attack on this thing. You definitely hurt it. You fuck it up. What was this? The second damage amount that you did was, no, you missed the second attack. So you got the first attack on there, whiffed the second one as it ducks under your staff. And now the second droid comes up behind its buddy and is going to move now to its side, and it is going to attack you, L. It has a electric staff of its own.
Also, if anyone is within 5 feet of me, you get +2 to your AC for my shield bonus.
Yes, good to know. So add a +2 when you're calculating to hit. Great. So this droid is going to try to take 2 attacks against you, L.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does an 11 hit?
No.
Then he misses both. He comes up very dramatically, turns on his electric staff, tries to hit you twice, and you're able to swing like a butterfly, float like a butterfly and swing your lightsaber to deflect both of these incoming attacks with ease. Yes. That is going to end that droid's turn. It is going to come back to the first droid, who is going to try once more to hurt. He's going to take one of his attacks on Akala, and then he's going to take one of his attacks on Rama, since you guys are nearby. So he's going to take some swings against Rama. Does a 20 hit?
Yes.
20 hits. Okay. And then he missed against Akala. So you are going to take 2d4 plus some number damage. So that's going to be 11 damage to start. And then it's going to use... it is also then going to use its ability called Droid Synergy, where once per turn, it can deal an extra 3 damage to a creature within its weapon attack. With its weapon attack within a creature that is within 5 feet of an ally. And since you are all within 5 feet of one of these two droids, that checks out. So it's 7... What did I say? So that was the original damage number I said, +3. Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense. That will be the end of this thing's turn. So that'll bring us back up to Akala.
Yeah. I'm just going to hit whichever one is closest to me again with my 2 attacks.
Right. The droid that initially kicked in the doorway that has the 3 bullet holes in its chest, who just took a swing at you and Rama.
That would be great.
Alrighty.
Does a 16 hit?
16, it would, but this droid is going to take its reaction to add +3 to its AC against your melee attack. Oh, wait, but this droid isn't wielding a melee weapon, so it actually can't do that. So, yes, it does hit.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so I'm also going to spend a force point to do force empowered strike. I guess it's called double strike, but whatever. For some extra damage. So that is 6 plus 7, 9 damage.
9 damage. All right. Very good.
And I have another attack. Just a regular one this time.
All right. So you are able to trade or to avoid his blow and deal it right back. And then, yeah, make your another attack roll.
That's an 11, so probably not, right?
No, it's not going to hit.
Rip.
Great. And then it's Rama.
All right. Same old. I'm going to start blasting away. As far as who has which weapons are currently in play, just to make sure I remember this right.
So the droid that Akala is fighting just now has just his pistol. Also, by the way, so the hit doesn't change, but you're actually I think the damage is fine where it is because it was a pretty low roll anyway, but I just know that it was supposed to be attacking you with a pistol and I attacked with an electric staff. It was still the same to hit bonus, just slightly different die roll, but it's actually a better die roll. So we'll keep the original damage number because it was quite low. So yes. So the one that you've shot already with the three bullet holes that are bleeding slowly is in worse shape. That's when you're originally fighting. There is a one that is fresh to the fight that just walked in that L was dealing with. They're all pretty close to each other.
I'm going to try the disarming attack on the guy who still has his electro staff thing.
Great. Yes. Roll to hit.
All right, here we go. Ooh, that's a one.
Not one's tough.
No proficiency either, so it's a solid five.
Yeah, your gun jams, so don't even get a shot off there.
All right. The good news is I can reload with only one hand, but still, while I'm reloading the one that jammed, I'm going to fire at the offhand weapon, which is a 19. It's a really good roll on the die.
Okay, 19 hits.
And that's against, I guess, the first guy, or the second guy, because I shot, that's where I sought the disarming attack, so I should have specified the one who's already injured, but I didn't, and by default it'd be the one I already shot at, so I'm just going to keep that. Damage is a 4 plus 4, it's 8 damage.
Alrighty. Yeah, you get another clean shot on the shoulder of the robot that was just attacking L.
And then for my aimed shot, I'm going to shoot the first one who's heavily damaged with the one where I get to use my proficiency.
Alrighty.
Okay, plus that's a 23.
That hits. That definitely hits.
That's 7 damage, energy.
All right. This thing is looking real hurt. Actually 7 damage. So you finish off this droid, you are able to beam it in the head. And as you shoot through this thing's head, along on the other side of the exit wound flies metal debris, and you see wires come out of its head, side of its head, but you also see like blood and bits of brain matter also scatter. And the only way that that flashes through your mind to describe what you're looking at is this is a cyborg, but in reverse. All right, so the first droid is dead, which just what remains is just the other IG-100 droid, and it's L's turn.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take 3 attacks at it. I'm going to go ahead and burn another Channel the Force to do Falling Avalanche again to get advantage on the first attack, since I'm not moving. Cool. Nope, neither of those hit. Let's try for attack number 2. Jesus Christ. And one more try. Does a 13 hit?
It does not.
I didn't think so. Well, that's my turn.
Alrighty. Now it is this droid's turn. You try to hit it with your staff. I think like what's part of what's throwing you off is that you're used to this staff having a lot more weight to it when you swing it around. And you're almost like swinging too fast for you to like properly engage with like the proper forms and like ways that you should like use a staff. It's kind of like trying to run after wearing ankle weights where you're like, my body feels too light.
It's a little learning curve. A little learning curve.
And you don't have the same like spiritual connection to your weapon as like Akala does with Soul. So it's like you intuit like you're better, you're more skilled with a lightsaber. But it is much more of a tool that you have mastered as opposed to like a part of your spiritual self. But which like makes it like not less intuitive to use, but like, I don't know. I'm not even sure if there is a mechanical difference other than it's like just a different way of approaching.
Yeah. And also like, I think whatever connection could have been there is probably not something L has been investing in years.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very like, oh yeah, I've got this cool weapon that's soul bonded to me. Well, that's cool. I'll just use this when I need it to kill things. But you never really like dug too deep into it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this thing's going to try to attack you twice.
That's cool.
Does a 14 hit?
No.
Okay, how about a 22?
Yes, a 22 hits.
It does 9 damage to you.
What kind of attack is this?
Kinetic damage. Yeah, kinetic damage with the staff.
Okay, with the staff. Okay. Okay, I will just take 9 damage.
We really want to use Saber Reflect, but we can't.
So badly.
You keep hitting us with melee weapons.
You can only reflect blaster fire?
On ranged attacks, yeah.
Got you.
Because you can't, like, you know, just, like, whap the staff.
Yeah, now it is Akala's turn. Actually, before he ends his turn, he's going to... Wait, disengage is an action or a bonus action?
It's an action unless you have something that makes it a bonus action, like if you're a rogue. So if there's nothing in the stat block that says that they can disengage as a bonus action, they cannot.
Okay, so this thing isn't going to disengage then. So, well, you know, you're all three right there. That would end this fight pretty quickly. Okay, never mind. It's just going to end its turn.
Three attacks of opportunity.
Yeah, well.
This thing tries to leap through the ceiling, gets torn to pieces immediately.
two more light shield hits.
Alrighty.
Let's look and go. Ooh, that's a 25.
All right, what about the other one?
Second one is a 13.
All right, only the 25 hits.
Okie dokie. That is 7 points of damage.
Alrighty. So Akala, you pivot with your shield and strike this thing. I'm going to say just like you hit this thing on its like weird, long metal leg. You slash into it and you see that beyond the metal, you slightly cauterize what looks like a piece of bone that's in there. And you do a decent amount of damage. Then it is going to be Rama's turn.
I'm going to fire 3 times.
All right.
All right, first one's going to be my disarming attack, and I'm going to aim that at the guy who still has his melee weapon.
Well, there's only one man left down, yeah, so you can try to disarm
him. Oh, that's also true. I killed the first one.
We all killed the first one.
That's a 12.
12 does not hit.
Damn! That's another 12.
12 does not hit.
All right, I'm going to aim this last one. That is a 23.
23 hits.
Damage is... Damn, that's 5 damage energy.
Alrighty.
How's everybody looking health-wise?
I've been better.
Yeah, same. I've got 9 health left.
Oh, wow, that's so much worse than me.
Yeah.
I'm going to... can I use my bonus action to expend the superiority die to give some temporary hit points to Akala?
If that's a power you can do.
Sure is, except it's not a signature maneuver, so I actually have to burn one of my precious few superiority die, but...
Yeah.
Worth it if I keep fucking missing. Okay.
Yeah, so you can give her you can give her temp HP.
Is 3, that's 9 temporary HP, Akala.
Hell yeah.
Huge.
Hell yeah.
So Rally, the roleplay aspect is I'm giving, like, either saying something inspiring or like giving out some tactics or something. So just like, Akala, may the be with force space magic. L, take the back line.
May the force be with you, Roma.
May the force be with you, kid.
Akala is just so shocked, she just instinctively hides behind her shield a little more.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but that's... I just think that's funny.
Rama don't like no space magic. Fancy bloodline and bullshit.
After Rama, it's back to L.
I want to attack it. You know? Like, I want that to happen. You know what? I'm not going to waste the channel of the force. Either these dice work or they don't. I'm just taking 3 attacks at this bitch.
I love it.
I don't remember which of these dice I rolled, actually. I know this natural 1 was mine. I remember. I saw that one. I'm going to move these over here. Cool. Another nat 1. We love to see it.
All right.
And then I think the 18 hits.
The 18 does hit.
Cool. I don't get to add my strength modifier to that because it's my bonus action attack, but it's fine. I didn't want to anyway. It's 2 damage. It's 2 energy damage.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
How do you only get 2 damage? Do you not? Oh, because you don't add your strength.
Because it's my bonus action. So I. Because
the other 2 didn't hit?
The first 2 were natural ones, and I'm going.
You rolled 2 nat ones?
Yeah. I rolled 2 nat ones, then I got the 18, and I'm being honest about the order, because it's important to be honest.
You do 2 damage to this thing. You are still adjusting to your lightsaber. You miss twice doing some fancy shit, twirling it around. And when you make your actual attack, you're able to just, like, nick some of the armor, but not even deep enough where you see blood well up. You just kind of scar the armor. And deal 2 damage. It is now this droid's turn. And I think there's no better punishment than nat ones than to just, be in the line of fire. Oh, so no. This thing is going to, just take a multi-attack against you with its staff again. So we're going to roll 2 dice here. Uh-huh. Ooh, it rolled low. So the lowest one is an 8. I know that doesn't hit. Then the next one is a 16.
Which misses. A 16 just hits. God damn.
Did you add the +2 AC for being within my vicinity?
Ah! Ha, 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 ha. It is you who misses this time.
Yes. Okay, so Akala is able to successfully employ kind of her shield wall strategy. I'm going to say that Akala is able to move just a foot to the right to kind of cover you a little bit with the shield, which is able to deflect this incoming staff blow. Synergy, bitch. And it is now Akala's turn again.
How's it looking? How's it looking over there?
It's looking. I mean,
Hate that.
I mean, so like you kind of know the rhythm of these battles. Like you guys spent a lot of resources attacking things before this. You know, like you haven't bursted this thing the same way as you have the other ones.
Yeah. I'll just do 2 more regular attacks.
Okay.
2. Or that's, 8, but I rolled a 2, so no.
Nope.
On the first one. But that's a 24, though.
20.
For my second hit.
4. That hits. Absolutely.
Yeah. 4 damage. Yay.
Alrighty. Yeah, so you're able to do some more damage to this thing. You're able to basically, after you parry the blow that was incoming for L, punch out with your shield, and you're able to do another kind of shallow blow against it, drawing some welling of blood from a gash in the side of its armor, tearing up its red cloak as well. It is now Rama's turn once more.
All right, 3 more shots. First one, this time we're actually going to disarm him. Third time's the charm. Is an 11 hit?
Nah, it does not.
Does a... Was that 18 hit?
18 does hit.
Get him.
All right, that's max damage, so he has a -1 on his next attack roll, and that's 10 damage energy.
Nice. All right.
The last shot is a 1. Damn it!
It's a 1. The 1 misses, but you do get a really good clean shot, and you hit it like in its neck, and you see like a lot of blood starts coming out of this thing now from that shot. And it is on its way out. So now that's back to L.
14 misses, I presume.
It does. I don't think I've ever seen you roll this bad.
Yeah, that also, oh my god.
Misses. This is...
Does a 15 miss?
15 does miss, yeah.
Fuck, dude. L is just swinging all over the place and just has no control.
This thing's AC is 16. It's been 16 the whole time. All right, L, you...
Use a spell or something.
That was a 7. I refuse to waste my spell slots on what I assume is the mid-tier to the boss battle.
Yeah.
My spell slots, my force points. I also only... Most of my spells do damage are assuming that I can roll for, like, not shit. Like, it's still... it's like... That last one was a 7. I think, okay, here's my question. Here's a little question. I, for flavor and game reasons,
okay,
I'm just going to say that, you know, like we established, Elle is thrown off by, like, a little, they're very rusty with the lightsaber as opposed to the vibra staff. Mm-hmm. And I think I am just going to turn it off and take, like, a step, like, not an actual disengage, you know, opportunity attack step. But I do think Elle is just going to stand and battle and just, like, literally just stop and, like, close their eyes and meditate. And just try and connect with the Force, because clearly they have not done that. I am going to do the same.
Okay, so you're just going to, like, turn off your lightsaber and just, like, meditate with it in your hand?
I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to hope that my connection with the Force means that if they attack me while my eyes are closed, they don't get advantage.
Okay, so... this robot has realized that it's gained like an inch of breath here from breathing room. So it's going to use its action to disengage and then use its ability leap to expend all its movement in its turn to leap up to its current movement in any direction. And it is going to leap backwards from where it came 30 feet into a large living room area, and it has now put 30 feet of distance between you guys, and it is going to pull out its blaster pistol, and it is going to start shouting, "Intruders alert, located intruders, backup requested in living room." And with that, it'll be Akula's turn once more.
Great. Let's I don't want to go out there right now. Okay, I'm gonna take most of my movement to move up to it, but, like, not out of the room. How much distance do I have to do that?
I mean, so, like, I guess, like, it just moved 30 feet, so it's, like, out of the room and then, like, 10 feet into the other room, which is, like, a large living room area with couches and a fireplace and some other furniture. What are you trying to accomplish with your movement, I guess? Like, are you trying to block other people?
Well, I was gonna try, like, I don't want to be seen by anything that might be in the living room, but I can still throw my shield as a ranged attack.
Oh, you don't see any other things in the living room quite yet. You do hear the alarm start going off, around you, though, again. Never mind, the alarm doesn't go off. It just called for intruders. I forgot that M0 disabled much of the alarms. So you guys are getting a little bit of a breathing room here. So if you want to do your saber throw, you can absolutely do that. You can move anywhere between. So you couldn't get, like, right to where he is. You can get within, with your movement, which is also 30 feet, you should be able to get within melee range of him, but you could also just stand at a distance. I will say, like, the door is, like, single wide, so, like,
right,
you could stand in front of it with your shield and block and, like, give, like, your teammates cover if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's a good plan, because it'll just come right back to me after I throw it. Yeah, I'll do that. So I'll do saber throw. That's a 25 to hit.
25 to hit. Absolutely hits. Yes, you chuck your shield at it.
Or that's 10 damage for the first attack. And then it's another 25 to hit.
Yeah, both hits.
And then 6 damage, so 16 total.
Akula, you throw soul. And as you do, you feel the shield leave your hand, and it feels like time slows down as you see it fly like a deadly solar discus and completely slice this IG-100 droid completely in two. Its two halves fall completely separate of each other and slide down. A large amount of blood starts rushing out from various, like, arteries and other grafted flesh onto this thing's body. And soul returns to your hand perfectly. And There are no more enemies in sight, although you can guess that more are coming. And we will finish the infiltration of the Rakia estate next time on Starfellows.